Your notes are better. Those aren't the right notes either.
No, they're not.
Here are the right notes.
You lose, Mark.
Hear him coming in the room with this.
You can hear it.
Think ghetto.
And that rhythm holds true throughout the song.
I know. Yeah. And so, and that's the bass riff. It's got to be boring to play.
Yeah.
Unless you're a really good bass player who can do all kind of cool things. Right? I'm not that good, but to me it sounds good.
If you're Victor Wooten, you can do what you want.
Of course, yeah.
But for now, just keep the beat.
Right.
Just stay in the pocket.
Through the intro, okay?
Oh.
Let's get into the intro.
Alright.
So I'll fall in.
Yep.
Is it B flat or F? Because I was playing C.
Yeah. C to F, yeah.
There's a C.
It's not F for the bass.
It's not F. Absolutely not F for the bass. That sounds like ass. Listen. That's not the note.
It's in the scale, but that's not right.
No, it's not right. It's the A flat. The B
F
flat.
F is in the C flat major scale. All right.
For the bass, for the string instrument, I'm telling you, that's what it is. That's what I hear. It's those.
So not the F. All right, let's do the beginning.
Here we go. Yeah, but give him a little time tempo there. Yeah, help him out.
He's got it.
Don't rush it.
He didn't mean to literally just play the bop, 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 bop.
That's your anchor.
You got to do the fill, and that can be just any random thing as long as you come back to the foundation.
Just something jazzy or whatever.
That's okay to start like that for sure. Just build it. He's just trying to find it. Let him find it.
Okay, sure.
Let him find it.
Thank you.
got it.
Well, if you get, you can let that groove, then the rest of it falls.